Z889. Move it and mix in Mount Laurel, Marlton, and Mount Holly.
Burlington County College is 88.9. WBZC Pemberton, 95.1. W236 AF Burlington, 100.7. W264 BH Holly.
The Pulse of Burlington County.
Thomas Gagliardi of the Gagli Archives, our special guest tonight, a man that's gotten a lot of buzz on our program the last few weeks with his cover track, a man by the name of Simon Collins joins us. How are you tonight, Simon?
I'm fantastic, mate. Yourself?
We're doing real well, doing real well. I'll tell you, you did a hell of a job doing the Keep It Dark cover, and your message on the website at simoncollins.net, you know, or keepitdark.net, it was so poignant, man. What made you want to do this?
Oh, you know, I've been wanting to cover Keep It Dark since like 97, 98. I mean, for a long time, and it's a song that always reached out to me lyrically, like sonically. I just thought the sound design, and you know, although it's quite minimal, there wasn't a lot in the song. I just felt like I could add so much to it, and just it's edgy, it's dark, and that's something that automatically attracted me to it, but. You know, when I went to the Genesis rehearsals in New York, which would have been last October, you know, I hadn't seen the guys in ages. I guess, like, I hadn't seen the band together in one room since 91, which would have been their last tour.
Yeah.
Or not their last tour, but the last tour that my dad was involved with.
Right.
And just kind of just brought everything back for me. And, yeah, it really is, without sounding cliche, you know, soundtrack to my life, and I felt like, wow, this is, remember we were sitting having a lunch break and Tony Smith said, you do realize, lads, that this is their 40th birthday.
Wow.
This year. And I think maybe some of them are clued in, but I don't think my dad has thought about it. There are some people that are like, really? Wow, it's been that long? Yeah, I don't think they all thought about it, so it certainly wasn't like, let's do a reunion tour on, you know, our 40th anniversary.
Right.
But anyway, that kind of struck a note with me. I'm like, wow, I should. Yes, if there's any time to do a Keep It Dark cover, it's now.
Right.
It'd be a great way to give something back. And on that trip, you know, at the rehearsals, I met and befriended CEO of Sonic Reality Software, David Kirzner.
Right.
And he was there promoting his software to Tony Banks. Tony Banks uses a lot of his software. Same as Rutherford.
Right.
And I told him about my idea. We became very good friends. And then we said, well, yeah, fuck, let's do this. It'd be great. So it didn't take long before I was down in Florida, which is where he's based. And I went down there for just almost under a month. And we worked on the song. And we had so much fun doing it, too. You know, we watched the videos and, you know, we pulled up the 5.1 mixes and and that was great, because especially for Keep It Dark, because I mean there are things I'd never heard in there before, you know.
Right.
That's the beauty of 5.1.
Yeah.
And so we dove right into the deep end and we had so much fun with it. And I wanted to do something that was, you know, still faithful to the original. But I still want to add my own kind of fusion of electronica,
right,
into it, and kind of modern rock. And
well, you did a hell of a job, Simon. I mean, you incorporated what your sound is, from what I've heard, into this. It's just you and basically software and somebody doing
pretty
guitar.
Much.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I did want to do the drums, but we're like, well, you know what? These drums sound fantastic, and you know, and in any other case, you know, drums are my first instrument, so you know, if there's a chance to drum, I'm usually on it. But
yeah.
You know, using that software, it was a really cool way for David also to kind of promote his software this way and to do the entire song. I mean, apart from the you know, the guitars, which my guitar player actually flew out from New Mexico just to do one night of that 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 that.
Right.
I'm like, dude, you don't need to fly out to do that riff. You know, it's ridiculous. But you want to do the rock and roll thing and do it. So
yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
did the guys in Genesis hear the track? Did they comment on it? Did they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was supposed to go on the tour in Europe, and things didn't work out, and I had some things I had to take care of here on the home front. So, just you know, my own career is starting to take off in the States now, and all of a sudden my schedule is pretty packed. But I got feedback from my dad first, of course, mm-hmm. and no, he thought it was fantastic. I mean, he's like, yeah, that's great, man. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's always very kind of aloof when it comes to that kind of stuff. I mean, you have to read between the lines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's fantastic, you know. Then you know it's great, you know.
Right.
But I didn't get, a lot of detailed. I don't think he'd even heard the song in like 10 years or something. And it was the fact that I'd done the cover that he said, well, maybe I'm going to listen to this again and see what, you know, what's all the fuss about, you know.